New music podcast from Herd, the music and craft drinks discovery club.
Okay, well, here we go. Thank you very much for checking out the first episode of Be Herd from We Are Herd. My name's Jack Miles. If you've never come across us before, we are a vinyl subscription club. Every single month, our members get shipped this little box. It arrives on their doorstep, and inside it is an exclusive 7-inch record that we get pressed ourselves, and also 4 craft beers or ciders, depending on their preference. Everything is exclusive. We work with the best new indie artists, and we create this little experience that you can get delivered to you every single month. This show, though, is all about discovering the awesome music that gets sent into us and also just keeps our office entertained as well. That's all we're going to do with it, play records and talk about them as well. So let's start, as we mean to go on, with this absolute ripper of a track. Let me introduce you to Black Waters.
Can't get
Bloodstains, the deepest cut, heartache, have we had enough? Shoot us down and we get back up, stand here with me when the world is against us. Other rain must be running out, cause the hailstones, they're chucking down. The dark skies are coming, we're back on the ropes, and I hope that you're tapping out.
I am a fighter.
Just a taste to keep it up. Don't let me stop. Don't let me stop. Oh, don't let me stop. Don't let me stop. Oh, don't let me stop. Don't
playing out in your voice, like the feeling today.
Their name quite as much as these guys do. They're called Mellow Gang. This track is called Vendetta. Before this, we had an artist called Tiny and her track called Fighter, who is a Sheffield-based artist, and we specifically chose the acoustic version just because of the pure simplicity and beauty of the delicacy of that track as well. Cheers for downloading this podcast. You know, taking a bit of a punt on it. It's a new show. It's the first one we've ever done. It's purely about discovering and sharing new music. So if you're listening to something that you think that we should include on this show, then tweet us about it. We're at We Are Heard on Twitter. Let me know your recommendations. In a sec, we will hear from our record of the week. But first off, this is a track that is just so delicate. It kind of feels like you could break it just if you speak a bit too loudly over the top of it. It's from Tuva Band.
Come away, Satan.
just gorgeous, isn't it? So many incredible tracks around, and this is just amazing. It's by Tuva Band. It's called Everything We Do Is Wrong. They've got this really interesting kind of setup where it's a duo, and one's based in Norway, one's based in England, and they come together and they create amazing stuff like that. Okay, time for the first one of these.
Record of the week.
It's a concept as old as time, isn't it? But every week we're going to hear from a new emerging artist that we're really digging in our office. And we'll hear from them. We'll spin their track a couple of times as well. This, though, is our first record of the week. It's from Vito. It's called Moonlight Dancing. Called Moonlight Dancing. It's our first ever record of the week, and earlier I caught up with Andy, who plays guitar in the band.
Me and Tom were in a band for about 5-6 years called Atlanta. Started in like 14-15 around Newcastle, and that sort of like fell apart because everyone was going to uni. And then Tom had like was still writing songs and that, and he just had a band behind him. I came back and rejoined Vito. We started gigging, and then we had like a different bass player, and Jasper joined in September. There's been different iterations of it going for like 7 years now, but Vito as a thing is probably 2 years.
Can you tell me a little bit about the record then? So Moonlight Dancing, how does writing work in your band? You know, it's got that real rawness to it. So how do you go about approaching that?
Yeah, so with Moonlight Dancing, Tom just came with the whole track.
Oh, right.
he came with a demo, and I think he just sort of like passed the parts to it. Usually what happens is he'll come with an idea, like even if it's a recording or something, it'll be like a verse and chorus, and then we'll flesh it out. But for Moonlight Dancing, he just had everything. He could just hear it. We recorded it in like mine and Tom's place, like in just our bedrooms, in like January, and then released it when, like, last month.
Do you do a lot? Do you do like mostly recording yourself, putting it out yourself?
Yeah. We've got, because since I'm at like Newcastle Uni and Dom's at Gateshead College, we've got like free access to studios. Hmm. So what we'll do is we record drums live and then just come home and like do vocals and bass and guitars at home and then mix it at home and then send it off to a guy called Pete Marr for mastering.
I love that. Where you kind of, I suppose, you get that kind of rawness, that sound that you get to your record. Because as soon as you put it on it, like, it just fills the room, doesn't it? It fills the sound so much.
Yeah, it does. And I think part of it is because we're not like trained in like mixing, so we just sort of play around and just see what feels right. And then if the attitude, you know, we always just think like we're a guitar band and we'll just plug in and play. So I'm glad that like, you've like picked up on that, because it is like an aesthetic that we'll go for, you know.
Because you kind of feel like there's so many tricks of the trade, and obviously the mastering really helps with that as well, you know, just to get that soundscape that comes to it.
Honestly, like Pete's fantastic. He does like U2 and Rolling Stones and that.
And so this is your second single. How's the rest of this year shaping up? What are your plans?
We've got probably two more singles that I'm aware of. We've got like an EP that's half recorded, but I don't think we're at the right stage in the band to release it, because we'd just like to have a few more like Spotify hits and all that, you know, just to make sure it doesn't just get buried under like everyone releasing. So I think we're just gigging as much as we can. Like, we're in Barnsley on Saturday. I mean, it's August to September, is like festivals all the time, obviously. Then we've got like a couple of bigger shows to announce. Like, we've got a headline show coming up in Newcastle, which is like our first proper Newcastle headline.
That's gonna feel good, isn't it?
About that.
Yeah, that's gonna feel so good when you're on that. Are you guys, do you enjoy touring? Do you enjoy getting out and playing?
That's what it's all about, isn't it? We just played Great Skate in Brighton. We played like four sets over like the 2 days we were there, and like seeing people just come back after they've seen you like once in that weekend, and like start to sort of remember parts of the songs and get involved, and even people for the first time seeing their faces when they actually are like loving the tunes, like, it is really nice, and that's what you spend the hours in the practice room for.
Andy, cheers for taking the time to have a quick chat with me. I tell you, we'll spin the track again. Can you just do me the honours and just do a quick introduction for it?
So this is the second single, Moonlight Dancing by Vigo.
You say you want to disappear, so baby, what you waiting for? You see the DJs playing outside your old record on the radio.
can really sense something amazing for these guys. It's Vito and Moonlight Dancing. It's our first record of the week. They're with a really good label. And a lot of bands that kind of spit similar to them doing really well at the moment. You know, I'm thinking like the Pale White, the Amazons, doing so, so well. And, it's, you know, it's only a matter of time before these guys join them. Vito and Moonlight Dancing. Hey, thank you very much for checking out this podcast. We're taking a bit of a punt on it. It's our first ever episode. If you're interested in what we do, by the way, we are a vinyl record club, so you can get a 7-inch record that we press exclusively ourselves and 4 craft beers delivered to your door every single month. If you're interested in that, just check out our website. We are heard, HURD.co.uk. Right, let's get on with some more tunes, shall we? This is a man called Miles from Kinasha. It's Fireworks.
But as for keeping up with you, I've never loved so much. And if I ever had to choose, I would have missed that call. I guess I've never loved the blues the way you do. Oh, oh. Don't really want to hear your booze, I'm on my own. Responsible for what you say. What you say. Are you accountable for what it does? What it does. So what we get high. Maybe that would be enough, just like the first time. The smoke won't hide your blood. Why aren't we so high? These rules show more than you've ever done. On the verge of getting mine. You'd probably sad them for yourself. There's no fireworks. You've been taking all the spark I could ever bring.
Religion that you ain't willing to fathom, cause you're pigeoned in the same way I saw our demise. Unexpected to one, but I saw visions, no more parties in Hackney. If I'm holding out, I'm holding, cause I felt a deeper religion that you ain't willing to fathom, cause you're pigeoned in the same way I saw our demise. Unexpected to one, but I saw visions, no more parties in Hackney. And nah.
But as for keeping up with you, I never lost so much. And if I ever had to choose, I would have missed that call. But as for keeping up with you, I never lost so much. And if I ever had to choose, I would have missed. There's no fireworks. So good from where you are, you're already.
Be Heard, new music podcast. Thank you.
be heard.
Full of lead balls.
You know, every time we've had this track on in the office, someone said, "Who's this? Really like this record. It's good." Similar kind of ilk to Alt J. It's by a band called Caro and it's called Closet Lunatic. They're also from Leeds. See, another Alt J kind of similarity. Definitely those influences going through there. If you want to find out more about the artists that we play in the show and also get the full playlist as well, you'll find it all on our website, weareheard.co.uk. Just click on the podcast tab and you'll find a little section there as well. Now, earlier we had our record of the week. We're also going to do a little thing. We're going to make a featured artist every single week as well. It's just someone that we want to shine a spotlight on just to show what awesome tracks it is that they're producing. Maybe something a little bit different. First up, it's a beat poet called Miles Pascal.
I wasn't told that it would be this way.
First and foremost, I consider myself a modern-day memoirist turned writer. I first started out 5 years ago using my phone to record place and space noises many times I realized that as much as I was there physically, mentally I'd often be somewhere else due to my short attention span and being easily distracted. Sometimes it would be the plethora of conversations going on or the sheer lack of talking at all that would throw me off and create the conclusions I was jumping to.
And we play this game that has no winner.
For the past 5 years, recording for me has been about giving the listener every possible ingredient I can to allow them to create their own version of what they're hearing. Just like the written entries in my notes, I want my words to become lyrics only in the context of song, but to be welcomed by both, either those that absorb visually best or those that absorb best orally.
That was right for you. And I wasn't sure as there have been few.
I was lucky to have my friend and idol Frank Colucci contact me off the back of him hearing my solo EP that I released back in Feb. He is someone I've always looked up to for his simplistic approach to his playing as a drummer. So for him to want to help me with my next release as a producer, it really excited me as I knew I'd have to step up my game. Originally, from the feedback I'd gotten, I was going into the session with the idea that this needed to be completely different from anything I'd put out thus far. Having been doing the same thing and expecting a different result, this wasn't correlating with the desired outcome for the future release, but at the same time, he didn't want me to feel like my signature style wasn't evident. With Layla's song being a bit of a confessional come about in hindsight, I thought the use of an organ in the introduction would help convey the ascension, the position I was not able to stand up and be at, having willingly brought myself to a place to commune.
I wasn't told that it would be this way. If I hadn't known, would I be here? Been going round in my head, how have we managed to come so far? Now only for love to disappear. For it's still the same, and we play this game that has no winner. It don't make sense. I came here alone, now I'm leaving without me, with even less than hope for a greener, greener across the fence. You wasn't sure that I was right for you, and I wasn't sure as there have been few. You figured anywhere else had to be better than this place that you're stuck in. Thought you'd feel better knowing someone else was stuck here with you too. Now I don't know why we did those things we do to one another. It makes no sense. Forget what we said, now forever went and gone like yesterday. Just yesterday.
Podcast.
Thank you.
it's great, isn't it? Since, Courtney Barnett brought out her debut album and started to really kind of make it into the mainstream as well, this style of music's really started to come to the forefront now. This is a lady called Eleanor Bleach. She's called Duvet Day. And you can definitely get that kind of Courtney Barnett kind of influences going through it, can't you? And who doesn't love a duvet day, let's be honest with you. Cheers for downloading this show. It's lovely to be able to speak to you. My name's Jack Miles, and thanks for checking it out, really. First episode that we've done, first episode that we've produced. Hope you're enjoying it as well. I said a little bit earlier, this show is purely about just sharing music, really. We want to put on as much as we possibly can, discover as much as we possibly can as well. And it's kind of like a journey, proper cliches, isn't it, that's coming out of my mouth today. But it is. It's just finding that amazing stuff that may not make it onto the mainstream press. But, you know, we all do the same thing. We get into the blogs and we discover all the amazing stuff that's on there. And we just think, you know, this is stuff which people should be listening to. And the idea of this show is that we're going to play that stuff and hopefully other people can hear it as well. So if you're finding something, if you're discovering music and you're really enjoying it as well, you want other people to shout about it and we can bang on about it as well, let me know. Tweet me at WeAreHeard, H-U-R-D, or you can find us on Facebook. We're on all the socials, so you can get all the details on there. Right, I'm going to get the name of this band wrong, I reckon, because it's got quite a few vowels, quite a few letters. It's called Alaska Aska, I think. Alaska Ska, I think it is. It's called Bitter Winter, anyway.
Bitter winter, call me a cheater. If you're lonely, there's nothing sweeter. Bring your things here, don't be deceiver. She's a keeper, fickle believer.
When I grow up, it's a very big one.
confession time, I'm a total sucker for the war on drugs. Saw them at Glastonbury a couple of years ago, and just incredible. And since then, like, shoegaze has been really just one of those kind of styles that I've really looked out for. And this is a band that's doing it really well in the UK. They're from Leeds, another artist from Leeds, called Colour of Spring, and the track's called Love, and it's just lush now that we're in the summer as well. I'm recording this at the moment, and outside my window, it's beautiful. It's just so nice. We've had like tops of 30, tried to get the tan. I've even got myself some shorts on as well. I've got myself some flip-flops. And that sort of music is perfect for it as well. Before that, a bit of a different one, something called Bitter Winter by Alaska Asker. There's six members in that band, and no wonder their sound is so kind of intriguing. That's it. Pretty much done. That's the first show kind of done and dusted now. I tell you what, it's sort of done. It's sort of not done as well. Kind of a bit of homework for you. I want you to tell me each week what you reckon has been the best song that we have played on the show. And what we'll then do is we'll re-spin it at some point in the following week's podcast. So if you can go onto our website, which is weareheard.co.uk, H-U-R-D, it's in the description. You will find, if you click on the podcast tab, the little section for the show. And if you click on that, you'll get the playlist, you have to listen to some of the tracks, and also you can vote for which song has been your favourite, and we'll play it again next week. But because you've not had the chance to do that on this show, if it's all right with you, I'm going to be a little bit self-indulgent, and I reckon that we should re-spin the song that we kicked the whole thing off with, just because, you know, this is going to stay in your head so much. It's awesome. Black Waters and Down. See you next week. Can't get